So we are very fortunate to have him tonight to share some thoughts with us about the call to holy worldliness. After his presentation, there'll be a time for questions and with his responses. So as we go along, if there are things that occur to you that you want to ask him about, make a note of that, and we'll have that opportunity. For now, I present Richard Mao.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to welcome you to Fuller Seminary and a delight to have the privilege of sharing some thoughts at the beginning of this very important conference, one that is dealing with themes that, as Paul has testified, are very dear to my own heart. And it's kind of good to talk to the converted on this subject. And I'm very much aware of the fact that I'm speaking to the converted, and I'm not going to tell you things that you don't already know. But I thought it would be good to just begin with some affirming thoughts, some thoughts that remind us of how important this whole business is of thinking about our involvement in God's world, and especially the involvement that we have on a day-to-day basis in our working lives and what it means for us to be equipping men and women to do the work of the Lord on a daily basis. I constantly quote around here three questions that Craig Dykstra of the Lilly Endowment told me about a couple years ago, when he said, seminaries typically come with requests to fund things. Well, we've been doing it this way, and we thought we'd try something a little different. He said, I wish every seminary, when they came to the Lilly Endowment, would ask three questions and answer them as the framework for our consideration. And the first question is this: what's God doing in the world? And the second question is, what does the Church of Jesus Christ need to be like in order to align itself with what God is doing in the world? And then thirdly, what do seminaries need to be like in order to equip the church to align itself with what God is doing in the world? And that's the context in which I think about these things. And if we keep a focus on what God is doing in the world and what God calls God's people to do in the world, then it's so important for us to be asking, how are the churches doing the job of equipping God's people to engage in the mission of God, promoting the goals of the kingdom of Jesus Christ in the world? And those of us in theological education need to be thinking about how we can do